Today's daf is Nun Tes. We're actually on the top of Nun Tes, right smack in the middle of the sugya. So the Gemara's, the Mishnah had brought down, or the Braisa had brought down Machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Yossi. That's where he starts and where he finishes. Where he, from what direction does he do the blood application on the chronos, on the quarters of the Mizbeach Hazav? So again, Rabbi Kiva said that he comes out and he starts doing the application on the southwest side and then continues clockwise, southwest, then he goes... Southeast, then southwest, then northwest, and northeast. And Rav Yossi is the complete opposite. Rav Yossi starts on the northeast side, then goes northwest, then goes southwest, then goes northeast. I'm trying to figure out what the reason with the machlokes is, because we're supposed to go, everything's supposed to go to the right, but going to Rav Kiva, you're going to the left. So the Ibais Ema, right, on the top. Ibais Ema, another way to explain the machlokes in Rav Kiva, Rav Yossi Glili is as follows. The issue is also is that basically we said that everyone agrees he's supposed to go to the right. Right? Everyone's supposed to go to the right, but something that may be whether or not you learn that's only applies on the outside, does that apply to the inside as well? So Ibais Ema, Isvirulan Hakafa Beregel. Right? If everyone would agree that when the Kohen Gadol does the application, he actually walks around the Mizbeach. Either way, but if he actually walks around the Mizbeach, then he's doing it the same way he's doing it on the outside. So ease severely hakafa beregel kule amalo pligid afim upon mechutz. And everyone would agree that you would learn the method from outside to the method inside, and you would have to go to the right. But hakabim hakamifligi. But here is the following machlokas. Mar bin Rav Kiva savar hakafa biyad. He says you don't walk around. You just put your hands going around. So you're not doing it like that. So you're standing in one position and you move your hands. Because again, there's beyach hazav. It's very small. It's one arm. It's the same size as the kronos of the Adam Mizbeach. So you're just moving it. Around. I don't know how big the chronos were on the Mizbeach Hazav. I don't think we know that. But the actual Mizbeach itself is one arm by one hat, maybe some tefach, it's small. Yeah. Right. The Kulam Lapli, the other thing, the Mar, Rav Kiva Savar Kaf Biyad, Umar Savar Kaf Beregel. And Rav Yossi says he's walking around. So once he's walking around, then everyone agrees. If you're doing walking, you do it the same way you did it on the outside, which is every turn goes to the right. The Ibai same, or you can say, no, Kulam Kaf Biyad. Everyone agrees that you're standing in one place and you're just moving your hand around the Mizbeach. So then what's the machlokas as to whether you go one way or the other way? You learn out Yad Miregel. Just like if you do it by Regel, you would walk to the right. So to Biyad, you will go to the right. We don't learn out Yad from Regel. So even though Regel, you go to the right, Yad, you don't necessarily have to go to the right. But the Gemara says that can't be. It can't be that Rav Yossi HaGlili holds that you do it biyad. Rav Yossi HaGlili has to say you do it biregel because we're going to line up the Peshitta with the Sheet in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah clearly indicates that you're doing it biregel. Right? B'savar, where I ask, B'savar Rav Yossi HaGlili HaKafa biyad, does Rav Yossi HaGlili hold that the Kohen Gadol who's doing these matanos on the Mizbeach Hazav, is he just circling the Mizbeach with his hand? That can't be. It says in the Sefer of the Mishnah as follows. Reb Eliezer Omer b'mekomo hayo omed u'mechate. Reb Eliezer is the one who says that he stands in place and goes around. That's hakafa biyad, which means michlal the Tanakama lo svirle. The Tanakama does not hold that you go around with hand in your hand, meaning you go around with regel. And who's the Tanakama? The Tanakama we said is Rav Yossi HaGlili. Because the Tanakama in our Mishnah is talking about Rav Yossi HaGlili, who says that you start doing the applications from the northeast side. So the Tanakam is Yossi Glili, who's arguing on the Sefer. The Sefer is where it says that you do it biyad. So Yossi Glili obviously does it for regal. So you can't tell me, this last Ibayis Ema, that everyone agrees you do a kaf biyad. So the Gemara says, Ela machvartik edashinu mimikara. So the way he explained to my cloaks, you have a kiva from Yossi Glili, it's better, it makes more sense, it seems better the way we did originally. With Amar Savar hakafa biyad, Umar Savar kaf regal. What Rav Kiva says is hakafa biyad, and therefore you don't learn it out. You don't have to learn it out from the outside. Rav Yossi HaGlili says no, it's hakafa beregel, and therefore you have to go to the right because you're learning from regel. You can learn from outside to inside, right? And then we take out the words Levi's Ema. The Gemara takes it out and just explain the Mishnah ubahal kamiflagi, and this is what the machlokas is about. Mar Rav Yossi HaGlili savar saviv. It says by the matnos adam. It says saviv de mizbeach apanimi, right? It says karnas mizbeach saviv, and also says ke saviv de mizbeach achitzon. It says bezarkos adam mizbeach saviv. So just like you do on the outside, you do it on the inside. Just like on the outside, the kohanim would walk around. So too on the inside, the kohanim would walk around, and therefore you do it the same way. Umar saviv, Rav Kiva saviv. You don't have to learn that the Mizbeach HaPnimi from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Kule Mizbeach Pnimi b'makom chada karen Mizbeach HaChitzon kind. We said before, you don't have to, Savi, what does Savi? You have to go around. So to go around outside, you have to walk around. But to go inside to go around, the whole Mizbeach is the same size as one karen on the outside. So you can stand in the place and go around. And therefore, you're not learning outside to inside, and you don't have to be walking around. You can do it just by reaching over. Tanya, we have a brisa that says, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael says as follows, Shnei Kohanim Gedolim Mishtariyu. The verse that we have is B'Mikdash Rishon. There are two Kohanim that were left over from the first base of Mikdash, which is difficult, right? Ze Omer, one says, B'Yodi Hikafti, once in a Yom Kippur, I used to go around the Mizbeach Hazav with my hands, you know, I used to stand still and go around, I didn't walk around. The Zen, the other one said, Omer, B'Ragli Hikafti, no, I would walk around. Same thing to like Machlokes and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Kiva, right? So how did it happen? They had two Kohanim Gedolim. One was a Balkari one, so they both served in their law. That's an easy answer, right? So Zed no Tain Tam L'Dvarav, but Zed no Tain Tam L'Dvarav. They each gave a reason for their Shita. Zed, the second one, says no Tain Tam L'Dvarav because it says Saviv the Mizbeach HaPnimi, because Saviv the Mizbeach HaChitzon, like we just learned. It says Saviv by both, just like outside you walk around. So inside you walk around, and then once you're walking around, you got to do it, you know, to the right. The Zed knows Saint Tam Dvarov, and the first one obviously he holds like Rabbi Kiva, right? Kulei Mizbeach Pnimi, Makom Chada Karen Dechitzon Kai. The entire Mizbeach Pnimi is standing one Amma at the same size as one Karen, so you don't have to walk around. Sava just means get it around. To get around on the outer Mizbeach, you have to walk. To get around the inner Mizbeach, just reach your hands. It's very difficult to say here that we're talking about the Mikdash Rishon. The Grud takes out Mikdash Rishon. He doesn't takes out. He just says Shnei Shishtayr Mikdash. So they were left over from the second base of Mikdash, and they were explaining what they did. Because Mikdash Rishon, Rabbi Shmuel heard, saw from people from the first base of Mikdash. I mean, it's difficult. The Tosafos Yeshanim asked an interesting question, which has other ramifications regarding, you know, history. He says, my Tosafos Yeshanim, it's the first wide line, but everyone has a different setup on maybe in the Ozva Hadar, it's on the first wide line. It says, Shnei Kohanim Gedolim. He says, Kashali. I have a difficulty, says Tosafos Yeshanim. Dabar Perik Beis Ditzmura, Tosafos Yeshanim, Shnei Kohanim Gedolim Mishtariyu. Again, in my Tzura Sadaf, it's the first wide line of the Tosafos Yeshanim. But I don't know if it says everyone has the same thing. The Dibur Maslo, Shnei Kohanim Gedolim Mishtariyu. So it says, Kashali, Dabar Perik Beis Ditzmura, Amrina, and we said, Kimi Yamos Moshe Vacha Mes Yosef Ben Yoezer, from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu until Yosef Ben Yoezer, Lo Haisa Machlokas B'Yisrael. We don't have any Machlokas, right? The Had Iplegu B'Smicha, and the first Machlokas was regarding Smicha, B'Sop Shnia, right? That's at the end, towards the end of the second base of Migdash, right? Ilu Hacha Mashma, the Iplegu B'Bab Migdash Rishon, but here it seems to be this Machlokas in the first base of Migdash, if you had that Girsa, right? Ib Hakafa B'Yad Oberegel. Right, the Hayunami Kiplukta the Rabbi Kiva the Rabbi Yosef Aglili. So he says no. He explains Bishema im hayu. Maybe the difference. What it means is that there's no machlokas up to the first base until the end of up till Smicha was not. There was never any disagreements. There were clear disagreements as how to go about. They always came to a conclusion. Right, they came to a conciliation. They figured out what the halacha is. It's only later when they can't come to a resolution. That's the idea. Not that there was no machlokas and everyone was all uniform. And we know that's not true. Right, it's not that it was all uniform. Right. He says, "V'shema im hayu bayin the minyan." What's that called? Im hayu bayu minyan, hayu yicholin lahaskim al emes. Im inami or I avid hachi avid I avid hachi avid. Rabbi Shmuel, the chain, what's that? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel lo pligi. Maybe what Rabbi Shmuel is saying is that those Kohanim Gedolim, they said, "I did it this way, he did it this way. No big deal. Either way is fine." Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosef, clearly actually the machlokas was the one that could do it. But the first answer is very crucial, I think. This idea that there was no machlokas until the times of Yosef ben Yoezer, that's just patently not true. There was machlokas. They just came to a resolution. Now, after Yosef ben Yoezer, the difficult time coming to a resolution. But again, the Grod takes out the girsa of Mikdash Rishon. He just has a Mikdash, which can mean that it just was Kohanim Gedolim from a second base of Mikdash. Okay. So we said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Lezer says, Rabbi Lezer argued on the Tanakhama, and he said that you didn't walk around, right? He said clearly that you reached your hand. That's how he would do. And it also says in the Mishnah also said that according to Rabbi Lezer, the Kohen Gadol would apply the blood onto the corners in a downward to up motion, meaning he would go up to down to apply the blood. Except for the corner that was right in front of him, that he would do it in a downward motion from up to down. The reason being, I guess the more acute the angle, if you're doing it up to down, it will drip on you. Don't worry about the blood dripping onto the clothing. They don't want the blood to drip on the clothing. So the Gemara asks Mani, in accordance with whom is our Mishnah following? According to whom? The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lesser. So according to whose sheet in Rabbi Lesser? The bigger brisa with a machlokus within Rabbi Lesser, how Rabbi Lesser learns. So our Mishnah basically said that all three are down to up, except for the one where he starts with, which is up to down, right? Which means you go downward motion. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because we have the following brisa, the Sanya, Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, in the name of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Himkomo Omer Mechata, he stays in one spot, he does Hakafa Biyad, Va'akulon, and all the corners, Hayinosein, as he would apply the blood, Mimal Lamata, in an upward motion, from down to up, Chuch Me Oso She Be'alachson, except for the one that's diagonally across from him, where he had to reach the furthest across, because he had to reach across the diagonal of his Be'ach, that one, he would say, do Mimata Lamala. I guess from that one, reaching across, I guess it's easier for him. He's more distance, whatever. He's reaching across to pull up. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, who's like our Mishnah says, no. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Mkomo, Hay Omer Machate. He would stand, he would just do applications with his hand. Bakulan, who knows Semil Matil Mal, and all of them he would go in an upward motion, from down to up. Chutz Mizo Shahaisel Ifana Mamash, except for the one that was actually right in front of him. Shenosem Mimala Ulamata, that he would do in a downward motion. He'd go from up to down. So his clothing wouldn't become dirty. I guess if he's, so now he's not at such an acute angle, so he can apply the down and doesn't have to worry about it. But this area, if he applies down, he doesn't have to worry about it dripping onto his clothing. Otherwise, it goes up. When he goes, if it's too far, much of an angle to apply down, it could drip on his clothing. Okay. So you see that our Mishnah, the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, our Mishnah, is according to how Rabbi Yehuda understood the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Okay, the Mishnah said then, Hizamimenu al Taharo Shalom Azbeach. After he did the applications on the Kronos, he would do seven sprinklings on the Taharo of the Mizbeach. So, what is this Taharo of the Mizbeach? Mara has two possibilities. My Taharo, what does it mean that he would do the seven sprinklings on the Taharo of the Mizbeach? Amar Rabir Bar Rav Shila, Palgei the Mizbeach, at the halfway point of the Mizbeach, meaning he would sprinkle this blood at the, like, what would be, I guess, the chutah sikra on the outside, but there's no chutah sikra on the inside. The chutah sikra is only on the outside. But the same idea, because obviously the halfway has some sort of significance, so at the halfway mark, that's where he would sprinkle it, because the Amri Inchi, based on this colloquialism, that people say, tahar tihara, which means the light came, it became noon, it became afternoon, meaning, habi palga dioma, it's half the day, right? That's what they say, tahar tihara means half the day. That's so the tahar, same thing as tahar, means half. Right? Noon is half the day, and tahar on the mizbeach means at the halfway point of the mizbeach. So mesve, we're going to ask Akasha, which is going to...
He's reaching over.
Small. So short.
Yeah, I know, but how does he reach over to hit halfway down the mizbeach? You're reaching over.
Why is he reaching over?
It has to be done on the halfway point of the mizbeach.
Up to Mizbeach. So the Mizbeach is standing right here in front of me.
Right.
I just go like this.
Right. Now, what if you have to the other side?
He doesn't have to do the other side. He did the other side with the blood applications. Now he's doing, after he did all four, reaching around, now he has to sprinkle. So he sprinkles seven times right in front of him.
Okay.
So Mesve, they say, can't be that he does it on the halfway point, because remember Bryson says he does it elsewhere. So Mesve, Keshehu Mazeh, when he does the sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Einu Mazeh Lo Agabe HaEper, He shouldn't do it on the ashes or on the coals. Well, where are the ashes and the coals? There are ashes and coals on top of the Mizbeach from the early morning regular Ketores. So he can't. So obviously they're telling him, don't do it on the ashes or the Ketores. Rather, elachote gecholim, elach elach. You push the gecholim, the coals, to one side to the other side. Umazeh. So where's he doing it now? He's doing it on top of the Mizbeach. He's going on top, sprinkling it down on top. So how do you explain? So what does tahar mean? So ela amar rav bar shila. Al giluye, on the exposed, which means on the top portion of the mizbeach. Al giluye the mizbeach. Kidiksev, the pasuk says, ke etzem hashamayim tohar. This is as clear. This is what I think by Matan Torah. Ke etzem hashamayim tohar means on the empty or the open or the pure, which means the top portion, which is empty. That's where he sprinkles. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring the machlokas tanayim at which on which side of the top of the Mizbeach does he do the sprinkling? On which side? Does he do it in the middle, on the left, on the right? So Gemara says it's going to depend upon where he exited the Mizbeach. Same thing that we had yesterday. Depending on where they hold, he exited the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which determined where he started doing the sprinkling, and he would then do that determines where he ends, and where he ends on that side is where he puts where he does the sprinkling on top. It all depends on that.
Were we trying to use this as the proof of that in the first place?
Did we? Were you saying it's circular?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we brought this before.
No, I don't think so.
We said before we talked about.
Never finished up with the machlokas.
Right, but that we were talking about where he starts. It's the same machlokas.
Same machlokas.
It's got to be the same machlokas. Yeah. So it all depends. So basically they're going to line up the shitas. Whoever holds that he starts on this side. Holds that he finishes on that side, and that's where he applies the blood. Okay, but we never discussed it yet. We didn't even know those machlokas as to where to apply. We even thought that he maybe applied in the middle of the mizbeach. So it's a whole. So Tanya, we have a following brisa. Chananya Omer. Chananya says Tzad Tzvoni who knows Saint on the north side. He puts the of the mizbeach is where he applies it on the north side. Rabbi Yossi Omer Tzad Dromi who knows Saint. He applies it onto the south side. Depends on which, again, so you face the Mizbeach, the north side, if you're facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the north side's on your right, and the south side would be on your left. That's if you're facing. So, B'maika Miflugi, what's the Machlokas? Mar, Chananya, who says that you sprinkle it on the south, on the north side, Sover Piskob in the Romkai. He says that the opening, right, like Rabbi Kiva, the opening of the curtain was on the south side. So when then you so you came out so facing this, you're the wrong side. So you're coming out this way. You bypass this first corner. You start on this corner. You go from here to here to here to here. You're ending up on the north side.
That's
Rabbi Kiva, and that's Chananya. Chananya is right. Mar Sava Piskam in the Rome Kai. Umar Sava Rabbi Yossi Sava Piskam in Safon Kai. You came out on this side. So you bypass this. You started over here, and then you went here, 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 here. And you ended up on the south side. No, you might pass one according to Yossi. According to it depends.
No, if Yossi said you start on the northeast corner.
You start on the north. So so you're coming out. You're coming out on the
southern.
According to Rashi, you're coming out on the northwestern side. You're giving the sheet.
He said according to Rashi, he's on he goes on the top.
No, he bypasses the top, which is the top would be the
you're
north.
Out of the west. You're going from.
You're not coming out of the west. You're coming out either north or south. You're coming out definitely from the west side, but on the north side or the west side?
Right.
Or the north side or the south side?
South side.
Well, it depends on which curtain you're
right, so which curtain is coming out?
Which curtain?
You're coming out the top or coming out the bottom?
Correct.
Left top or bottom? You're coming out on the side.
You're going in on the top.
I'm looking at a map this way.
Right.
Straight. I'm coming out this way. I need to come out the top, down, or the bottom, up.
I don't know. You're coming, the curtain either opens on this side, or the curtain opens on this side.
Correct. Same effect.
From north to south. So if you're coming out, according to Rabbi Yossi, who's going to be holding, like Rabbi Yossi, because he's the Shitaso, he says the curtain opened on the north side.
Of what? On the inside of the Kachim?
Facing the Kachim Kachim. Facing the Kachim Kachim. Facing the Kachim Kachim. He's coming out. He's coming out. So he's coming out from the north side. So it comes down the north side. Where is he first applying the blood? He's applying the blood on the northeast corner because he's bypassing the west corner because
okay,
you have to clear the mizbeach.
So either way, they're passing the first corner.
Of course, that's what we said yesterday because you have to clear the mizbeach. That was the drasha.
Either way, but they're not going. See, I think yesterday Rabbi Yossi was going around even one.
That's according to Rabbi Chanana. It's a different sheet. We're learning according to Rashi. We're learning to the Rashi. Simon Wolf can give you a whole drasha about the Rashi, but
I just
don't listen to him. You don't listen to him because he's talking about different shita in the Rishonim.
Let's just go. Talking about two curtains.
Curtain opens here. Here you're looking.
There are two curtains.
It's two or one. It depends.
One, right.
Right. That's what the machlokas depends on.
Right.
Whether it's two or one. So if you hold that there's two curtains, then the opening for the second curtain was over here.
Second being inside or outside.
Well, the one that's in the code. The one that's in the code. The one that's in the Kodesh.
The one that's in the Kodesh.
Right. And that's where you come out. That's Rabbi Kiva.
Right. So that would be on the south side.
That would be Rabbi Kiva, and that would be on the south side. Correct.
Okay.
Good. Okay. We should bring. We have to bring,
Well, this is fine.
Okay. The kulaya mias, but mia, but everyone agrees. Hecha de gamaron matonos de kronos hasiv yoyzalgogo. Everyone seems to agree that wherever you, whichever side you finish on, whether on the north or the south side, that's where you're going to apply the blood onto the mizbeach. So why my taima? What's the reason? So amakra, the pasuk says, v'hiza alav min hadam beetzbao sheva pamim v'tiharo v'kidsho mitumos bnei Israel. So makam shekidsho, the place where the kohen, I guess, completes the blood of Oda, Shem Kaddish, that's where he completes the blood of Oda, Sham Tihiro. That's where he does the Tiharo, which we said the Tiharo meant, on top. So where he completes, that's where he does the Tiharo. So wherever side he finishes on, that's where he would apply the blood on top. Okay. Now the Mishnah says this. The Mishnah said, Shiyare Hadam Hayashofech Al Yisod Ma'aravi Shamazbeich Achitzon. The leftover blood of these Karbonos of Yom Kippur, the leftover blood would be poured onto the western base of the Adam Mizbeach. So again, the western base of the Adam Mizbeach would be the part of the Mizbeach. Again, the Mizbeach. So here, you're coming out from here. The Mizbeach is over here. Okay, this is west, right? This is north. This is south. This is east. So you're coming. You come out from the Heichal, and you're going to pour it on the. Look this way. You're going to pour it onto the western, which is the first side that you're going to meet. Right, there was a little bit of a yisod that jutted out, just the small little pieces, and that's where you did it. There's a little bit on the south, and then you poured it down the western part. There were two holes, right? There were two holes, one on the west, one on the south. You poured it into the hole on the western base of the mizbeach. The amakra, because the pasuk says the eskol dam hapar yishpoch, right? It says the eskol dam hapar yishpoch. So then the pasuk continues al yisod mizbeach ola asher pesach olamoed. On the part of the Mizbeach Oel, which is Kenege, which is Pesach Oel Moed. Which means you have to pour the leftover blood on the Yisod that stands opposite the opening of the Heichal, which would be on the west side. That's the western portion. The Chinafik Bahupaga Beresha. And when you come out, that's the one that you hit first. When you come out of the Mizbeach, if you look at the picture, well, it depends on whose sheet of the picture is like, because we'll see that in a minute. But let's see, do I have a picture here? I have a picture here also. So according to this, this is set a little differently. But no, it does. This one is set where you come out. Look where you come out from the Ulam. You come down the steps. And the only side of the Mizbeach that's facing you is the western side. So you go to the hole that's on the western side. It's actually it's closer to the southwest corner. But you're pouring it on the Yisod that faces you when you come out, which is the western Yisod. Okay. But Ushal Mizbeach HaChitzon HaYashofech HaYisod Dromis. If you did regular Karbonos during the year, what you would do is then you would pour the leftover blood on the portion that's facing the southern part of the Yisod. Because what would happen is you would go down from the Kevesh. When you go down from the Kevesh, the side that's closest to you is the south side, because the Kevesh goes down to the south. Right? So now we're going to have a machlokas. That's what our Mishnah says, but there's a machlokas. And the machlokas is going to be dependent upon where you hold the Mizbeach was situated. We always have, throughout Zvach, we have a machlokas as to where the Mizbeach. Is the Mizbeach kulei b'tzafon? Is it kulei b'darom? Is it half and half? All depending on that. So depending on that, depends on which yisod you're going to be hitting. So Tan Rabbanan, we learned in our Brisa. Yisod ha-Mizbeach. When it talks about the chatas hachitzona, the outside chatas, the extra leftover blood, what is it? You have to pour on the yisod ha-Mizbeach. What's that yisod ha-Mizbeach? Ze yisod romis. Like we just said, that's the southern yisod, which is a little portion. Because remember, the yisod didn't go all around the southern part base. It's a little portion. There was a halal there. You poured it there. That's the southern one. Because coming down the ramp, that's where you are. Zay yisod dromis. Ata oma yisod dromis. You see, that's the southern side. Oh, eno el yisod marabis. Maybe it's the western side. So, right? So, amarta, so we said, liyomad yiridasa min hakevesh, liyitzasa min hachecha. We'll learn, coming down from the kevesh, which is not clear as to where he pours it, from the explicit pasuk that tells you that where you pour it when you leave the inside, when you leave the Heichal. Ma yitziyasim in a Heichal, b'samach lo, just like when you leave the Heichal on Yom Kippur, you're supposed to pour it on the Yisod that you reach first, which is the western side. So too, b'ezeh, which one is that? Zeh Yisod Maravi, af yiridasim in a Kevesh, so too, when you come down from the Kevesh, b'samach lo, you pour it on the part of the Yisod that is closest to you, b'ezeh, which one is that? That's Yisod Romi. So because it's explicit when you, it's funny, it's explicit when you come out of the, on Yom Kippur, it's explicit to pour it on the Yisod that you're closest to. Our assumption is that's the western side. So therefore you learn that explicit to where it doesn't, it's not clear on the regular Karbanos, so you pour it on the Yisod that's closest to you, which is the southern one. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Tanya, we learn a Brisa. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, Zeh v'zeh, the outer katos, the inner katos from Yom Kippur, and the, sorry, Zeh v'zeh means the outer katos, and the regular Yom Kippur, and the Yom Kippur korbanos, all of them are Yisod Ma'arabi. It's all part of the Yisod Ma'arabi. He doesn't have this limud of doing the regular korbanos on the southern portion, right? And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Zeh v'zeh Yisod Dromi. No, even when you come out on Yom Kippur, you do it on the south side, because he's going to have the Mizbeach shifted over. So when you come out in the middle point of the Heichal, you're going to be hitting the south side of the Mizbeach. So now, Bishlama, Rabbi Shmuel makes sense. Everything's on the west side, because he's going to say, Kasavar Yilmot Sasa Mimfurish. Learn what's not clear from what is clear. The clear one says, from the Karbanos of Yom Kippur, you do it on the west side, because you're doing, so that doesn't, there it says where to do it. By the regular Karbanos, it doesn't say where to do it. So learn the implicit from the explicit, period. It's all done on the west side. It's no problem. But, Ela Rabbi Shmuel ben Yochai, my timer. How, Shimon Yochai, what's his svara? How can he, we gave the answer already, but how can he say that on Yom Kippur, you pour it on the south side, when the Pasuk says, you pour it Asher Pesach O Hamoed, which is the west side? Uh-huh. So obviously, you know, he's setting up the issue. So Amar Rav Ashi Kasava Piska B'Darom Kai. He was of the opinion that the opening of the Heichal stood was I guess equivalent to the south part of the Mizbeach. I mean, the Mizbeach is shifted over.
He shifts the Mizbeach.
So when you come out of the Heichal, what's right there, when you come out from the midpoint of the Heichal, you're hitting that southern corner. So therefore, that Pesach Ol Hamoed is the southern corner. And then just like in Yom Kippur, you do that corner. So too, when you come down from the Kippur, you do that corner also. So Tana, Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Debei Rabbi Shimon Yochai. So Tana, Debei Rabbi Shmuel, in the Beis Medrash, in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they would learn the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, Zeh v'zeh Yisod Ramis. That in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, they learned that Rabbi Shmuel was Chozer and agreed to him that both this and this are done on the southern side. The Simanach, and I guess the way to know that Rabbi Shmuel ended up admitting to Rabbi Shimon Yochai is Mashchuha Gavre LeGavre. The many, meaning the many people of the Beis Medrash of Shimon Yochai, they pulled the individual of Rabbi Shmuel to say like him. Machlokas Rashi told us how to read that, but that's what basically, according to this, Rabbi Shmuel ended up agreeing to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, which maybe means that he just agreed eventually to the location of the Mizbeach. Okay. The Mishnah then concludes, the Mishnah concludes that Elu ve'elu misadrin ba'ama v'yotin. When you pour it into the holes, whether it's on the south side or the west side, these two chalolim, eventually those two chalolim meet, those pipes meet in one spot, and they flow out, the blood flows out to the Nachal Kidron, and that blood is then sold to the farmers to use as fertilizer. That blood is sold, and the problem is, Mishnah says, Moalim Bahen, and there's Me'ila. Meaning you have to, that blood is Me'ila. Probably when Me'ila is there. So Gemara says right away, we'll get to that. So Tana Rabbanan, Moalim Bidamim. There is Me'ila when it comes to the bloods of Hekdesh, after I guess it goes out to Nachal Kidron. Divrei Rav Meir Rav Shimon. Those are the words of Rav Meir Rav Shimon, and that's why you have to purchase them. You have to redeem them. Right? But Chachamim Omrim, Ein Moalim Behen. Chachamim say, there's no Me'ila. So there's no Me'ila at all. So the Gemara says, Ad Kan Lo Pligi. They all agree, Elamid Rabban. They all argue, the only argument is Din Rabbanan. Ava Mida Araisa. But everyone agrees, Mida Araisa, Ein Moalim Behen. There is no Me'ila. Right, even according to the Ma'adam, which says molin, that means it's only me'ilah midarabanan, which means you'd only have to pay back the keren. There is no extra, but midaraisa, you would have to add a fifth and then bring a carbon. You don't have that aspect. Just pay back what you used. That's me'ilah derabanan. So Rav Meir and Shimon say there was me'ilah derabanan. The Chachamim say there isn't even any me'ilah derabanan. But nobody holds there's me'ilah derabanan when it comes to the blood. So we're not hanim mili. How do you know that there's no me'ilah, there's no real me'ilah when it comes to the blood? So the Gemara is going to bring three drushos from this pasuk, right? From one pasuk. The pasuk is Vayikra Yud Zayin Yud Aleph. Right? And there's going to be a three-way machlokas as to what part of that pasuk do we learn that there's no me'ilah when it comes to blood. So, what's the pasuk? The pasuk says, Ki nefesh habasar ba'dam hi, va'ani nisativ lachem al hamizbeach lachaper nafshosechem, ki dam hu ba'nefesh yichaper. The spirit of the meat is in the blood, and I gave it to you for the mizbeach to atone on your souls, because the blood is the spirit, and it will do the atonement. So Amar Ula, Amar Kra, the pasuk says Lachem, right? Anina Sati Lachem. I gave the blood to you, right? Lachem Shalachem Yiyeh, which means it belongs to you. The blood is chulin. The blood belongs to you. That means there's no Me'ilah. Right, the Beis Rabbi Shimon Tana, they learned it from as follows. The pasuk says, "Ani nisat lechem al hazbeach lichaper to do kapara lichaper nisativ below lemeila." I only use, the blood is only to be used for kapara; it has no concept of meila. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Amakra. The pasuk says, "Who?" This is a dam who ba nefesh. So he says, "Who" means lifnei kapara kol acha kapara, before kapara. Which means before you do the zrika, the blood is compared to the blood after you do the zrika. And after you do the zrika, mal achar kapara embo meila. After kapara, there's no meila. Why? Because you nasibo mitzvaso. So you completed what the blood is used for. So there's no meila afterwards. So too, who after the kapara embo meila. So to beforehand, there's no meila. There is no meila when it comes to blood. Let's just read Rashi's. Rashi says, minohani meili the ein meila bedamim. The first one says lachem, and in the sati lachem, I gave it to you, not to for meila. Right? Who? Which is what we just said now. Who can have yoso lifnei kapara kol acha kapara la acha kapara ein bo meila the cave in the nasis mitzvaso shulo karina be kachay Hashem. So to beforehand, you're not going to have kachay Hashem. It's not going to have meila. So the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. According to Rav Yochanan, yes, the question is correct. We'll see. Right. So the question is, it's all from the same pasuk. They just know from where in the pasuk. All right, we'll get to it. So the Amos. So now we're going to ask on Rav Yochanan, who says that you compare the blood from after. To the blood to before to after, just like after there's no meila, so to before there's no meila. So he said, why don't you do it? Well, why don't you do it the other way? Why don't you say nice spider? Why don't you do it the other way? So, right here, coming down, Charlotte. Charlotte's coming here. Okay, so Charlotte's web. Okay.
Right in front of you.
Sammy the spider. Why don't you do it the other way? Why don't you say, Rabbi Yochanan said, just like before there's Me'ila, so too afterwards there's Me'ila. Who says to do one or the other? The Gemara asks, Ve'ema la'acha kapara kalifne kapara. Say, after you do the Zrika, it's similar to before the do the Zrika, ma'alifne kapara yeshlo Me'ila, just like before the kapara there's Me'ila, so too after the kapara there's Me'ila. So the Gemara answers, it can't be that after the kapara there's Me'ila. Why can't it be me'ila after kapara? Because nasis bo mitzvaso. So once I have that, I know for sure that not that after the zrika there is no me'ila. So the pasuk is teaching that so too before zrika there is no kapara. But the Gemara asks, because it says ein lecha davar shenasis mitzvaso. There is nothing where you've done the mitzvah, you've accomplished what you're supposed to do with it, and there is me'ila. And the Gemara says, really? Is that true? Velo, right? V'havei harei trumas hadeshen. We have trumas hadeshen. Okay, Rashi says, we'll learn according to Rashi, and Machlokas Rashi told us how to learn this. But Rashi says, by Trumas Hadeshen, it says, Rashi says, Diksiv Bo. Right, the Pasuk says Bo. It says, V'salmo Eitzel HaMizbeach. What's the full Pasuk? It says, V'harim Es Hadeshen Asher Tochal Ha'ish Es Hola Al Mizbeach V'salmo Eitzel HaMizbeach. So Trumas Hadeshen, it says, Diksiv Bo V'salmo. Sorry, I read Rashi wrong. It says by Trumas Hadeshen, V'salmo Eitzel HaMizbeach. The Ta'un Geniza. It has to be left there, put there. It has to be a Geniza. It can't be removed from there. Alma Asr Bahana. So you see the Trumas Hadeshen is Asr Bahana. And then Rashi makes the jump. The Kevan de Bahana Asr. What's Asr Bahana? Mishum Kedusha So. Mila Namisbe. There is Mila. So Trumas Hadeshen is what? I take it off. I bring it to, I put it to the place. And that's what I'm done. Nevertheless, there is Mila. There's Mila going on here. So what's going on? So how can you tell me that there's no such thing as something that's not so much that has me'ila? I have it by Trumas Hadeshen. So the Gemara answers, Mishum, Tavit Trumas Hadeshen, Obig De Kahuna, Shnei Ksuv in Aban Ke'echad, V'chol Shnei Ksuv in Aban Ke'echad Eim Alamdin. We have the klal that if we know something in only two specific instances, and the Torah is indicated only specifically in these two instances does the halacha apply, but in all other instances it doesn't apply, you have to have two or three, depending on the shitas. But if you only have it in one place, that doesn't teach me. If you only have it in one place, that if you have it in one place, it teaches me for everywhere. And two places, only those two specific instances. So what are those two specific instances? The Trumas Hadeshen, Enochanami Nizmi Ila, and by the Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen Gadol. Right? Because there is a Shita that says that after the Kohen Gadol uses those Big Day Kahuna Yom Kippur, that clothing is never used again. So the Gemara says, well, that's only good according to one Shita. Hani chel rabbanon the amrin v'hinich who said v'hinicham sham means milamed shetu'unim gniza. You have to put them into storage. Ela le Rabbi Dosa, according to Rabbi Dosa, the amr big day kahuna ru'uin hein le kohen hedjot, that what it means v'hinich sham, it just means that no kohen gadol can use them again. But you can still be used for a kohen hedjot.
Why should you compare the kohen hedjot's clothing?
Kohen hedjot's clothing does not go to gniza.
They No, you know, I use the phrasing simple, but they use it for wicks.
Right, so? So it's not, but it's not Nasis Bar Mitzvah. So once you finish the Kohen Gadol's clothes,
you can't just go take it and go and...
Because it still has the status of Bidei Kehuna.
Exactly.
But once it, let's say it gets ripped, it gets ruined.
What do you do? You can't sell it.
But that's because of Chibas HaKodesh, but there's no Me'ilah if you did. There's no Me'ilah. You have to be Moel. You have to bring a carbon, you have to add a Chomesh. Because it has a holy status, you have to do. You should do A, B, and C. That's not Me'ilah. If you're making wicks, you're doing it for a chulin activity also. It's not for an avoda.
No, because it's make sure that it's being used for kodesh.
Yeah, but it's not. But you're using it for personal use. But even, know, and even okay, but even so, it's so still saying. But if you didn't, let's say you did it for something else. There's still no me'ilah. There's no me'ilah. You're not being moel. So, but according to the Ma'adam, it says that the kohen, the clothing of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur can be used for a regular kohen throughout the years. But then we have to go to the whole thing about the avnet, what it was made of. Yeah. Right. Okay. So the line of the shittas. According to that, then you only have one case. You have the Chumas Hadeshen, which shows that Nasa Musvat, so when you do have Me'ilah. So he says, Michael and Neymar. So he says, no, because we shouldn't have a Chumas Hadeshen, the Eglarufa, Shnei Chumim Banke Echad. Here's another limud. The Chumas Hadeshen is Nasa Musvatso, and it's Asar Bahana, and therefore there's Me'ilah. And the Eglarufa also Nasa Musvatso, and it is Asar Bahana. I don't know what Me'ilah you would have by that, by the Eglar Rufa. Right. So that's why Rashi's, that's why I said before, Rashi's
the best one, you just stop there.
But you can't just stop there, because if you just have Shumas Hadeshen, that's one limud. If it's one limud, it applies to Kol HaTorah Kula.
Which is why it's a Derabana, not a Deraisa.
But we said there is no Me'ilah. Shumas Hadeshen would indicate that there is Me'ilah.
Right. There's Me'ilah for the Derabana Me'ilah for the
Okay, but that's only Derabana. But it's not real Me'ilah. So there was a Takana de Rabbana, but we'll learn it. But when we say Me'ilah, it's a capital Mem. Capital Mem Me'ilah means that you have to pay back the Chomesh, you have to pay back the Karen, you have to bring a carbon.
What's the Rabbana Me'ilah?
Just pay back what you used.
No carbon.
No carbon, no. Can't give a carbon. It'd be Chulun Lazar. If you're not obligating your Doraisa to bring a carbon, you can't bring the carbon. What? It's Me'ilah de Rabbana. It's misappropriation. That's what you have to do. It's lowercase M. Right, it's a lowercase M. So the Gemara says, "I mean, shouldn't have a Chumas Hadeshen, Egla Rufa, Shnei Ksuvim, Banki Echad." Right? Because Shnei Ksuvim, Banki Echad, Milamdim. Except for Hadi, the Klamanda, Amar, Eim, Milamdim. That's what we'll find in Daniel Korn, the one who says that in order to not learn out to everything else, you just need two exceptions. But El Lamanda, Amar, Milamdim, that you learn out from two, and you need three, Ma'ikul, and Meimar. So Tosa says he could have answered simply that he holds three. He holds Big Day Kahuna, Chumas Hadeshen, Egla Rufa. The Gemara just doesn't want to line it up like that. The Tosfos points it out. He says, "Habi Matzi L'Shnui, the Ma'adam Meladim, Sover Lek Rabbi Rabbanan, Rabbi Yossi Yedosa." He holds like Rabbanan, but doesn't want to line it up. He gives a different answer. Rather, he says, "Ma'ikol Meim." What can you say? "Trei Mi'utik Sivei." There are two Mi'utim in the Torah. He says, "No, he's learning that specifically from those two things." It says by Shumas Hadesha B'Samo, which means it has to be right there, and it says by the Egla Arufa, it says Ha'arufa with the extra hay. Only these two specific things require to be left alone where they are. Everything else doesn't require to be left alone where they are. So Kol Davar Shanasim Mitzvaso, there is no Me'ilah except for Chumas Hadeshen and Egla Rufa and Bezek Luna, according to the Rabbanan. Okay. Okay, let's just go. Let's get to the Mishnah. Huh? Let's get to the Mishnah. What's the big deal? We have time. So the Gemara, remember, we had this Pasuk, which you asked before. We had this Pasuk, and it was the same Pasuk, but each Rav learned it from a different word of the Pasuk to teach me that there's no Me'ilah at all when it comes to Dan. So, Vahani Tlasi Kroi B'Dam Lamali. Why do I need three Limudim by Dan? So, Gemara says, because basically what Gemara is going to say is that they knew that in the Torah that each Pasuk, each of these words, is might something. They just didn't know which one was which.
What they do is they're trying to back into it.
But they didn't know which one was which. So they just know which one was which. So, Chad Limute Minosar. One is to exclude blood, because blood doesn't have the issue of nosar. Listen, if you eat the blood, you violate blood. But if you eat the blood of nosar, it's not considered eating nosar. I anus achal iser, that has to be dealt with also. What would be the halim here? Anus achal iser. But chadim utim mi nosar, chadim utim mi ila. Want to tell me that blood doesn't have mi ila? The chadim utim mi tuma. I want to tell me that if I ate blood but tuma zaguf, I'm not chayer if you're eating kachur. So it's not considered kachur, right? About pigol lo tzarech mutei kra. But they all basically. So the Sfas Emes says that they all knew these three drashos. They just didn't know from which part of the pasuk you got these three drashos. So they said, I get the blood from this drasha, I get the blood, and that means I get the me'ilah from this pasuk, which means I get nosar and tuma from a different pasuk. I want to know, I get it from this pasuk, just learn it differently, different parts of the pasuk. But to tell me that I'm not chayav If the korban is pigol and I eat the blood of that korban, I'm not chayv for pigol. I don't need a pasuk for that. The tanan, because he doesn't know mesech hazvachim pigol baruch Hashem. The tanan kol sheyesh lo matirin bein laadam bein losbeich chayov mishum pigol v'dam asam atahiru. The only thing that you violate eating pigol is something that has a matir. If something else is used to matir it, whether it uses to matir you to eat or whether it's used to matir the mizbeach, so so it's only something that has a matir. The blood and the komets.
What is the matir?
Exactly. V'dam atzo matir hu. There's nothing that's matir it. So then you're not violating pigul if you eat it. Okay. We'll stop here by the Mishnah. Everybody have a good day.